USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Balloons, confetti, and fireworks greeting throngs of New York revelers in New York City's Times Square at midnight. In one of the globe's most watched New Year's Eve spectacles, the crowd counted down the last seconds of 2019 as a luminescent crystal ball descended down a pole. About 3,000 pounds of confetti showering the sea of people who also enjoyed performances, including by Post Malone, Sam Hunt, and Alanis Morissette. This Times Square reveler saying what many watching on TV were thinking.
That was amazing, but I wouldn't do it again unless I was in a hotel.
2019 ending, unfortunately, for Mariah Carey. Her Twitter account appears to have been hacked. The alleged hacker using the singer's account to post dozens of now deleted lewd and racist tweets. And this is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump's predicting that 2020 will be, in his words, fantastic. He spoke to reporters at a New Year's Eve party yesterday at his Mar-a-Lago resort, calling 2019 a historic year of economic growth. He also says that he is ready for a Senate impeachment trial against him.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd be very happy with the trial, because we did nothing wrong.
No casualties reported in an attack on the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad by Iran-supported militiamen yesterday. President Trump saying Iran will be held, quote, fully responsible for the attack, though it's unclear from his tweet whether that means military retaliation. Defense Chief Mark Esper announcing the immediate deployment of an infantry battalion of about 750 soldiers to the Middle East. The breach at the embassy followed American airstrikes on Sunday that killed 25 members of an Iran-backed militia, the Iraqi government calling them an unjustified violation of its sovereignty. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Some new laws on the books on this first day of January 2020. 24 states and at least 17 cities are raising the minimum wage, with an eye on hitting $15 an hour within the next few years. Also today, it's the start of marijuana being legal in Illinois. Public funds cannot be used for human cloning in Arkansas. Washington State adding a family paid leave law, and getting a gun permit will become easier in Tennessee, while Colorado will let family or police ask a court to take someone's gun away, a so-called red flag law. An actor who recently had sexual charges against him dropped in Massachusetts now gets another break when a sexual assault accuser mysteriously dies. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A lawsuit accusing actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault was dismissed on Monday, months after the anonymous massage therapist who filed it died. In October, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office said Spacey wouldn't face criminal charges in the case. In July, prosecutors in Massachusetts dropped a different case against Spacey in which he was accused of sexually assaulting a teen busboy in a Nantucket bar in 2016.
And former VP Joe Biden says he'd make a push to put his old boss, Barack Obama, on the U.S. Supreme Court if he's given the chance to do so. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.